I lived in Manchester. I moved to Manchester when I was 15, and lived there. I'd lived in Scotland for the odd year, down in London and Newcastle. But more or less, I was brought up with, you know, teenage years living in Manchester. And I say the people there, it is a diverse community. It is an incredible community. So to see the harrowing, the despicable scenes on Monday night brings everything into perspective, really. And say football is the be all and end all for a lot of people, but when you look at it, it's the off season. So Manchester United have always been, you go back to the Munich disaster nearly 50 years, and they've always had, you know, you go anywhere in America, Australia, everybody knows Manchester, because Manchester United, nowadays Manchester City, are back on the scene. So but the event's all night, and say you can only harrow. I have a young teenage daughter myself, and if we had lived in Manchester, she probably would have said, you know, it would have been an event she would have wanted to probably go to. Some of her friends obviously went and thankfully came back unscathed, but I say it brings it, when it's so close to home, and I say in Belfast, Northern Ireland, over the troubled years, we always had you know, moments where Belfast was shaken to the roots, and but we always, because we're a resilient group, resilient people who live in the UK, in Manchester and in Belfast. The Irish League at times has its critics about the standard and this and that, the refereeing, the managers, the players, but one thing the Irish League does is bring a big community, a different side of the community together on a Saturday afternoon, and for £10 it's certainly worth the entrance fee.